Secretary Frank spoke to the DNR board for about 45 minutes on Wednesday. It was almost assuredly his last board meeting as head of the DNR, since Frank is an appointee of Governor Jim Doyle, and Doyle vetoed a bill that would let the board choose the next DNR secretary and not leave things up to the next governor. Frank talked at length about the agency's accomplishments and some upcoming challenges. After his remarks to the board, Frank mentioned the need for a strong DNR in years to come.
I hope going ahead that we're squarely addressing issues like energy and climate change. These are the issues of the 21st century, the issues of, you know, working with businesses and communities so they can grow sustainably, so that we're protecting the environment while we're growing businesses. And there's so much. I hope that we don't take our eye off the ball in dealing with those things.
Yesterday, Governor-elect Scott Walker repeated earlier statements that he wants the next DNR secretary to be business-oriented. But Walker signaled he's still interested in environmental protection.
If you're in the Chamber of Commerce up in Eagle River is heavily dependent on tourism. The last thing they want to do is do anything that would compromise the Great Lakes, rivers, and forests they have up there. But they also want to do things that make it easy to do business in that community. To me, that's a prime example of what I expect out of the next DNR secretary. I want someone who's going to conserve our natural resources, but do that in a way that's friendly and welcoming to our businesses.
Walker often spoke during the election campaign about his days as a Boy Scout and how he tried to leave campsites cleaner than he found them. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.